This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Reisdorf Kolsch, Category 6C Kolsch. Reisdorf is one of the authentic examples from Cologne that's imported into the United States. I see this one and the Gaffel, although I see the Reisdorf a little bit more consistently. It's a nice example. I didn't have this one in Germany, but I had a number of the other ones, so I'm able to compare them. Taking a look at it, first thing you see is how brilliantly clear it is. Kolsch is traditionally filtered, and it looks great. It's got a light golden color, very pretty. Tall white head with tiny bubbles, a little frothy. Looks perfect. I'll give it a 3. Smelling it, I'm getting some sulfur. A little bit of apple ester. Touch of noble hop. Normally, fresh Pils malt is what you get in a traditional Kolsch. Sort of swirling it a little, seeing if some of the sulfur vents off. Let it warm up a little bit. Yeah, I'm getting the Pils malt now. It's coming out. It's low, distinctive German Pils malt sweetness, which is good. It's basically just Pils malt. I know the style guidelines say something about wheat being in it, but very few examples in Cologne actually use wheat, and when they do, it's in small amounts. Mostly it's just a very well attenuated Pils malt beer. They usually step mash it. So, yeah, it's a soft aroma. I'm still getting a little sulfur, though, which I find a little distracting. I'll give it a 10. Okay, get to taste it. Oh, very nice. Soft Pils malt sweetness up front. Medium-low bitterness. Very delicate palate. It finishes fairly dry and light. I'm getting maybe a medium noble hop flavor. The beer itself is very, very clean. Delicate flavors, nicely balanced. That impression of malty sweetness up front, but it's not sweet at all. It is dry and very drinkable. I guess the impression of sweetness comes from just the very flavorful German Pils malt and the restrained bitterness. So that's all super. That's just how the ones were in Cologne. I'll give it a 19. Mouthfeel. The body's medium light, medium carbonation. It's smooth, but crisp. It's got that nice finish to it. Dry, delicate. That's a 5 for mouthfeel. One more thing on the flavor, just as I'm evaluating mouthfeel, I get like the aftertaste is soft Pils malt with some noble hop flavor. It's always nice to have a little bit of that noble hop flavor in the finish of a German beer. So that very nicely accentuates the Pils malt. So overall, I'm very happy with this. It's a super example. The nose is a little sulfury and tends to mask the malt a little bit. Just could be because it's in a bottle. The flavor and mouthfeel are nearly perfect. It's super clean flavors, delicate character, very light and refreshing. It seems to be a fairly fresh example. I don't see a date code on the bottle. You know, it can't be that fresh since it had to come over from Germany, but it's a nice example as they get here. It's a style that really demands to be consumed fresh and young. So if you ever get a chance to go to Europe, it's fairly easy to get to Cologne. I took the train from high-speed train from Brussels, sort of tacked on a side trip at the end of trip to Belgium, and wanted to check out Kolsch. And the P.J. Fru brewery is very close to the main train station in Cologne. Easy, you know, less than 5-minute walk. So it's certainly worth checking out if you ever get over to Europe. We can try the imported Kolsch, but, you know, similar to trying, you know, a nice ordinary bitter from England. I mean, yeah, they can come over here, but they're never going to really taste the same as if you try them brewery fresh. So this is a style that's worth seeking out. But the Reisdorf is a very, very credible example. It's a good display of the general character of how they taste there. But if you want to know what the style tastes like, this would be a good one to train on. So that's the Reisdorf Kolsch, Category 6C Kolsch.